I remember when I first started volunteering at Standen, the kitchen garden was only half the size that it is now. And when we got the revival going, I was really impressed by the precision of making the mirror image to complete the second half. All the roping up and the measuring of getting the flower beds the exact same size and position.
Yeah, it was really well done. The yew trees, the hedges all the way around, yes. It had always been a barrier because it was fenced off, so it was a complete mess behind there, and suddenly all the yew trees get taken down to, I can't remember what height it was, 4 or 5 feet, and suddenly the whole place opened up.
Yeah, that's made a huge difference.
That's made a huge difference.
Particularly when visitors arrive, they can see that from the top of the drive, the whole view out over
the
valley,
yeah.
Which was absolutely lovely, and as you say, completely hidden before.
Yeah.
Do you remember that day?
No, see, I've only been here now 3 years.
Hmm.
And in that period of time, what's been particularly taking place then is all the new planting.
Yeah.
And all the development of what was this sort of car parking in the tenants' garden has now been brought back to how it was in Mrs. Beale's day. And
yes.
It really has been transformed.
Yeah.
Because now we've got a completely new rhubarb bed, mm-hmm. which is now coming up to its third year now. And so we're starting to really...
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
After all the hard work of all that double digging we had to do to get those beds going. And the asparagus bed, that's a new thing for us.
Still waiting really to see what happens.
And
there.
That will be in 2 or 3 years time when it starts to crop. It'll be a new, really new development for the garden. And then all the new currants.
Yes.
So now we produce so much more for the kitchen.
Yeah.
For the cafe.
Yeah, we do. And the grafting of the apple trees that was Carolyn's idea.
Yes.
Really good,
we spent one miserable winter day, freezing cold, standing out in the rain on wooden benches, carefully carving bark to its finest point, and then trying to wrap it around to the bit of graft that you're attaching to it.
Yeah.
And wrapping it in cellophane, it all just looked, we were just, hands were blue with cold, it was really miserable.
Yes. And we never thought any of them would take.
Nothing would happen. Mm.
But now seventh heaven, aren't they? Because yours have got the most grafts that you've taken.
Because they've all got our names on.
They've got our names on, so, in a century's time, hopefully, a tree with my name might still be growing in Standen.
Yes.
And I think that's the thing that I've found the most enjoyable, is not just the camaraderie of working together, but actually being able to see a real project from its beginning to its final parts and the transformation. And actually stand there now, the garden is back to how it really should be. And I think it's a working
kitchen garden.
Yes. And I think it carries on. I mean, Mrs. Beale was a very great innovator in her time. And I think one of the lovely things now is Carolyn in the garden, who's our kitchen garden lead. She is actually trying every year to bring new dimensions and continue that innovation.
Yes,
new varieties. And also growing the traditional varieties that Mrs. Beale grew.
Yes, the heritage ones.
And I think that visitors really enjoy that they can come and